Even before this week's attacks in Brussels, Europe was starting to close the door on refugees. More than 1 million people made their way to Europe last year, most of them going through Turkey first and then Greece. Now thousands who are trying to make their way north are stalled in Greece. European leaders want to send them back under a new migration deal with Turkey. Jacob Resnick has a story of one of those asylum seekers. He's not Syrian. He's an Iraqi, Jacob Met, in the city of Idomeni on the Greek border with Macedonia.
I met Ibrahim Esmail Ibrahim standing on the train platform at Idomeni's train station, though there are no trains running now. He's 26, a nattily dressed guy from Baghdad. As a teenager, he landed a job with GLS, Global Linguist Solutions. It's a contractor based in Virginia that provided interpreters to the U.S. military during the Iraq War. The pay was good, $1,500 a month plus bonuses. The soldiers liked him and nicknamed him AP. But after 6 months on the job, Ibrahim says his life was threatened by insurgents.
That night, they got me from my shoulder and they told me, "I will cut your head from your body if I see you again here."
His family urged him to leave the country. Before he got out, he emailed his favorite American sergeants to tell them what was going on.
And I tell them what happened with me. He told me, "Okay, then give all your badge number and give it to GLS in Green Zone in Baghdad." I went there, I give them, and then the next day I take bus to Syria.
In Damascus, he found a white-collar job at a telecom company. But he dreamed of someday going to the U.S., where his sister lives. His brother-in-law pointed out that because of his service to the U.S. military in Iraq, he could apply for an SIV, a special immigrant visa for the U.S. But for that, he'd need proof of his employment. So he wrote to GLS, the company with the multi-billion-dollar Pentagon contract.
They don't answer. They don't answer me. They said the contract is closed with the U.S. Army. And you can't get your documents. It's very difficult.
We contacted GLS in Virginia, but we haven't heard back from them. Ibrahim stayed in Syria for a few years. Then he moved to the Kurdish region of northern Iraq, where he worked odd jobs under the table. But being an ethnic Arab there was a problem. He says Kurdish authorities told him to go back to Baghdad, but he was too afraid. So instead, he crossed the border into Turkey, where in 2014 he met an Afghan woman. They got married in a religious service. She was able to get to Canada, but she can't bring him over because they don't have a legal marriage license. For now, he's stuck in Greece.
I'm alone. My wife in Canada and my sister in America. And my mom and my father, they are in Turkey. After 2 months, they will go to America. My sister, she invites them.
His sister can bring his parents over, but it might take years for him to get permission. So Europe is his destination for now. Human rights officials point out that countries are supposed to weigh individual asylum cases on their own merits. It's a core principle of international law. But with the EU's new deal with Turkey, it's highly unlikely Ibrahim will be allowed to stay. For The World, Jacob Resnick, Idomeni, Greece.